I've heard.
One thing I've heard sometimes, a gruel, have you heard
gruel, of that? Yes, I've heard that. It is fairly common.
It is fairly common?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you call things like peas and beets and carrots and beans?
Vegetables. Mm-hmm.
And where they're usually grown? They're grown in a...
In a garden.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of vegetables do you usually grow around here, or are usually grown around this part?
We grow butter beans. Some people call them lima beans.
Is there any difference?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And, of course, turnip greens and collard greens. Mm-hmm. Carrots, tomatoes, peas. Mm-hmm. Several varieties of peas. And a type of lettuce. Mm-hmm. Okra. Mm-hmm. Snap beans or string beans. Mm-hmm. And butter peas, which are... That is fairly new. It's sort of half butter bean and half pea. Mm-hmm. Corn, mm-hmm. Radishes, onions, mm-hmm. beets.
You mentioned something about peas. You mentioned several varieties of peas. What are some of the different varieties of peas?
There's the white acre, mm-hmm. Crowd of pea, field peas, black-eyed peas, right now that is all. There's a big boy that has just come out that is large.
Yeah, we should think like purple hull.
Purple hull peas.
Well, yeah, what's your favorite variety?
I would say white acres are my, they're small white peas.
Yeah, I like those too. You mentioned butter beans. Are there any different varieties of butter beans?
Well, there is the big lima bean, which is the big butter bean, and the...
What color is it?
Some of them are white, mm-hmm. some are green.
You still call them butter beans?
Butter beans, yes. Mm-hmm. And the little petite green butter bean is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard yellow string beans called butter beans?
Waxed beans.
Waxed beans. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
There's the bunch butter bean that grows on a low vine, mm-hmm. and the running butter bean that runs on it.
It's something, you mentioned lettuce, it's something else, the green and a head. Do you grow that here?
Cabbage. Yes, we grow cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And say you had two heads of cabbage and stuff, saying two, I had two heads of cabbage, I had two
heads. Mm-hmm.
Or what if you didn't want to use the word head at all, two?
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned like two head of lettuce, something like that. Would you ever say you had two boys and three girls, what would you say? I have five what children.
Children.
Would you ever say five head of children?
No.
We'd never say that?
No.
Say though a person had seven boys and seven girls, you'd say he had a whole
house full of children. A bunch of children.
Would you, have you ever heard that anybody use the term passel, had a whole passel of children?
Yes. You know, country people, older generation.
Mm-hmm. But passel's a word that's not really all that common now?
I would think not. Mm-hmm. I would think that was used when, in my mother's day maybe, but she would not say passel. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned onions. What do you call the little young fresh ones that you eat?
Green spring onions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, say if you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it'll dry up and
shrivel. Mm-hmm.